Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023, 5:28 a.m. Okay, I've been up pretty early. I did not start painting. I caught up on some YouTube stuff that I like to follow, political and artistic and all that sort of stuff. Did my usual stuff out there. About 20 minutes ago, the dog started bugging me. She wants to go for a walk now. So, it's cold outside. It started to get cold. So I put my long pants on and my shoes on, and I took her out back, and yeah, she just wants to. I thought she might need to use have a potty break, but she just really wanted to hunt for something. So you're sniffing out there, looking for something to bite. But now she's really wanting to. Hold on. Oh boy, she wants to go out there and yeah. And walk some more. But I know, that's her favorite part of the day, is to go for a walk. She laid down. And I'm looking at my painting here. I should have started painting, actually, because the reason why I didn't, because it was going to be a short morning for me, and I don't usually like to get too started on stuff and get paints mixed up and all that, just to paint for such a short time. I like a longer painting. Because when I start painting, I get very involved. And I don't like to try to cut what I'm doing short, because then it kind of leads to a mediocre paint job. I should learn to just, what I should do is just go ahead and paint, and when I have to stop, just stop and don't try to finish what I'm doing, just, and then just pick it up later. I think that would be a better plan. Because, well, I think that, because when I start painting, it's like I got a, I'm working on something, and things are kind of like falling into place. So I want to continue to keep these things falling into place, because it's working so well that I don't want to stop. And but as it turns out, you know, if I look at the big picture, yeah, I'm stopping anyway, and picking up and doing stuff that I could have done later. So I should just, like I said, just go ahead and paint. And when I need to stop, just stop, even though I'm right in the middle of something, leave something undone, unfinished, and come back and finish it again and see how that starts to work out. Because I think that'd be a more productive pattern for me. And that's kind of what I've been working on here in the past couple of years, is trying to be a little bit more prolific. But you know, with so many things that I got to do and what have you, and like I said, my habit of not working unless I have a big chunk of time to work, okay? Because I rarely have big chunks of time to work, and I should just go ahead and just start working and just deal with it that way. Let's see. I'm really liking how a lot of this stuff is turning out. Things are just falling into place just so well. There's a couple of things I have to deal with, and a couple of more things I want to put in, some more characters I want to put in there. Margaret says this is really already a pretty busy painting, but yeah, it's going to get even busier. It has to, because there's, you know, there's stuff that needs to be filled in. Otherwise, it kind of looks like, well, how come this isn't developed more? You know? Anyway, so the dog's just looking at me. We can't go for a walk yet. It's dark outside, dog. Lay down. Lay down. Okay? Lay down. You can do it. Good girl. Yeah, she realizes I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. Anyway, so, yeah, and plus I like to let parts of the painting dry before I work on them some more. And I'm kind of at that point right now. I'm really, like I said, I'm really liking how a lot of this stuff turns out. So today it's going to be a short morning because I have to go get the injection in my eye, in my left eye. And that kind of screws me up for the rest of the day. There she's laying down now. And when I get back, it's like, yeah, I can't do much because they dilate my eye, and it's really irritating to be out in the bright sun sometimes. So I can't do anything outside. I try not to do anything outside. I guess I could paint. I could have painted. See how, at least try. I've never done that before because usually I get my injection late in the afternoon, but lately they've been scheduling me for the morning. So my appointment's at 11. And even driving back is kind of difficult to do. So I just have to be real careful when I drive back. Let's see what else. Oh yeah, so I'm also working on the frame for that painting for my sister of her cat. And I painted the second coat of the frame yesterday, and I'm still kind of waiting for that to dry. I picked it up, and yeah, there's parts of it on the backs. You know how paint kind of drips down, that are kind of wet still. So I got some paint on my hands. I wiped it off. Seemed to wipe off pretty good. But I might just go ahead and just use some solvent and wipe off that excess that's on the backside, just to get it dry a little faster. The top part is no longer tacky, but not real tacky. It's just got that kind of like a, you don't want to push your th finger in it too hard because it is tacky, but not where a smeary tacky. It's kind of like a partially sticky tacky. Painters, I think, would know what I mean about that. Let's see. So I'm working on that still too. What I want to do is I want to put his name on the frame, and because it's kind of like a little, you know, not shrine, but maybe a kind of like a shrine type of thing. But also, I've got a little YouTube video of him, and I'm going to put a barcode or the little, not the barcode, but the, what do they call those now? I forget what you call them. I can't remember. Jeez, what are they called? Hold on. Okay, just ask Siri, and it's a QR code. I should, man, it's rough getting old. You can't remember simple stuff. Anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna put a little QR code at the bottom of the frame so if somebody could, you know, scan it with their phone and actually see the video of him. Maybe I'll put a link to that in on this posting. Let's see what else. That's pretty much it. Let me do some drawing here. I've been doing some drawing on, and so I want to just go ahead and do that since I'm not going to be painting today. Might as well do something, huh? And I'm probably going to get a nap later this afternoon. So I guess just make this the final post for the day, and that'll be it. So have a good one.